You probably had specific objectives in choosing Dvorak. Were those objectives met in your mind?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The objectives were basically we were able to enlarge our partner groups, including opera.
Lang Lessing notes that Dvorak also provides a good continuity from last year's Brahms Festival.
And third, it is touching a composer who is from Europe, but changed the American music history dramatically.
That begs the next question then. Who's our next festival going to be about?
We're having a press conference this week.
Bottom line is he didn't reveal next year's composer, but he did reveal a change in festival format.
It won't be a one-composer-only festival. It's a one-composer-focused, but not a one-composer-only.
Lang Lessing hopes to show relationships between composers who are influenced by or who influenced the festival composer.
You know, the festival idea is in a metamorphosis in a very good way.
I asked him what his next project was and got this surprise.
First of all, I'm going to meet Renee Fleming again for a concert in Naples, which I'm really looking forward to.
Renee Fleming is one of the world's top singers right now, effortlessly crossing genres and styles. Lang Lessing conducted the music for her hit Guilty Pleasures CD.
I'm always amazed. She's so curious.
I asked for an update on the Tobin Center, and he says they're still on time, still under budget. And there's this.
I think we're planning on doing something in June there, rehearsing in the space.
The Tobin is scheduled to open in 204 days, according to their website. For more, go to tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.